The book of 2 Timothy is believed to be the last epistle or letter that was written by Paul himself. Of course, this epistle is addressed to a young minister or preacher by the name of Timothy. And in this letter, he gives Timothy some important instructions concerning the work of a preacher, and not only the work of a preacher, but the work of a godly preacher. In 2 Timothy 4, in verses 2 through 5, he told him to preach the word, be instant in season and out season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, through the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Notice that the most important instruction that Paul left for the young preacher was to preach the word. He said to be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes we refer to that as being preaching the word when it's popular and when it's not. And obviously we should do that. But the idea behind it is preaching it when it is convenient and also preaching it when it is inconvenient. The question might arise, well, what do I do when they will not endure sound doctrine? What do I do when they turn their ears away from the truth of the Word of God? Paul said to preach the Word, and a godly preacher preaches the Word of God. As we look in the Bible, and we look at John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus made the statement there, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Godly preachers are preaching the Word of God, or the truth today, John 17:17, because the truth is the only thing that can set our souls free from sin. You know, there's a lot of error that is being preached in our world today, but error has never saved one soul from sin. It's never set a sin or a soul free from sin. Only the truth can do that. And so we must strive as godly preachers to preach the Word, to preach the truth. There may be times when we preach the truth and people consider it unloving or unkind, but really if a person preaches the truth or the word, then he's showing that he has a deep love and care and concern for the souls of mankind. And thank God that there are godly men today who preach the word of God when it's popular and when it's not, who preach the word of God when it's convenient for them and also when it's inconvenient for them, when men will not endure sound doctrine, when they turn their ears away from the word of God, from the truth. They continue to preach the word, to preach the truth. Thank God for godly preachers.